Okay, so we should be live. Okay, so everybody, are you able to hear me properly?
I can hear you on my headphones properly.
Okay, let me see if my volume is all the way down. It should be down all the way. Alrighty. So on Instagram Live, there's no echo, right?
At least I don't think so.
Okay. And Facebook, we should be good as well. Can anybody on the Instagram Live let us know if is there any sort of echo or anything like that? Iman Mavani just logged in, so she'll be able to tell us. Is there any echo on Instagram Live? It's good? Perfect. Okay. Awesome. All right, here we go. So we're going to go ahead and get started, inshallah. Bismillah, walhamdulillah. As-salatu was-salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum, everybody. Hope everyone's doing well, inshallah. Welcome to Soul Food, where for college students specifically, but honestly, the entire community, our rich community that we have online, we welcome you to join us here. Through Instagram Live and Facebook Live to have a conversation with myself and Ustadha Fatima Lett, who is, mashallah, in Atlanta, I believe.
Yes.
Nice. Very cool. Alhamdulillah. And so Ustadha Fatima is in Atlanta visiting family and spending time with them. And we're still able to kind of connect here through, you know, mashallah, this amazing kind of idea of technology where we're able to go live on two platforms at one time via this confusing put together headphone situation that we're going through.
I feel kind of like a telemarketer in front of me. I'm like, what?
Exactly. I don't really know what's going on. I feel like a telemarketer right now. But alhamdulillah. So we wanted to keep this session really nice and practical and short and sweet. And so we had together covered the story of Prophet Musa in this other series that we're doing called Stories from Our Past. But now, today, we get a really cool chance of, and I know Ustadha Fatima does some amazing work with Qalam as well, going over the lessons from the story of Prophet Musa as well. And so this kind of just shows everybody that the life of Prophet Musa is incredibly in-depth. It's mm-hmm. incredibly in-depth. There's so many things inside of this life. There's so many lessons to extract from his life. And so today we're going to take a part of a conversation that he has and take away the theme of bravery and courage from it, inshallah. So, Ustadha Fatima, we're starting with Ayah, and those of you who are following, and if you're on Facebook, obviously you know that there's kind of like, we have the screen share of the verses that we're covering together already up there, but for those of you who are on Instagram and you're listening more, then obviously we're on verse 36 of Surah Al-Qasas, which is the 28th chapter of the Quran. And we're going to go through a couple of ayahs that talk about a conversation that Prophet Musa has with Fir'aun. Now, previous to this, there was a really very amazing conversation that Prophet Musa had with Allah. Okay, it's almost like a pre-game warm-up to his really big, scary, daunting conversation with the Pharaoh. And so, Ustadha Fatima, what are some of the really amazing moments from that conversation that we talked a little bit about with Allah that Prophet Musa alayhi salam he had?
You know, honestly, this portion of the story of Musa alayhi salam is probably one of my favorite parts of his life. Simply because imagine just having a conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I know you guys talked about that last class, and I unfortunately wasn't able to join at that time. But the ending portion of the conversation that Musa alayhi salam has with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so beautiful. You know, after Musa alayhi salam asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's very clear. He asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help. He asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant him his brother to come with him on this journey. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him, you know, he says that, وَلَقَدْ مَنَنَّا عَلَيْكَ مَرَّةً أُخْرَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells, well, first he says, قَالَكَدْ أُوْتِيْتَ سُؤْلَكَ يَا مُوسَى. He says that we've granted you what you requested. You know, your dua has been answered. But then he tells Musa alayhi salam, وَلَقَدْ مَنَنَّا عَلَيْكَ مَرَّةً أُخْرَى. Don't forget that we helped you out before. Don't forget that previously we've helped you out, that previously before we've been there for you. And what's so beautiful is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then takes Musa alayhi salam down memory lane. He says, "It ohena ila ummika ma yuha." When we inspire to your mother what we inspired to her. And in the beginning of this entire, you know, story, in the beginning of us discussing Surat al-Qasas, we actually did talk about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired, right? We did talk about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired. And so then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Anikadi fihi fit tabuti fakadi fihi fil yam fil yulki hi yamu bisahil," that we told you to put your child into the chest and then place him in the river, and the river will take him away. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Yet hudhu aduwulli wa aduwullah," that our enemy will take him and your enemy will take him as well. As it continues to go, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَلْقَيْتُ عَلَيْكَ مَحَبَّةً مِنِّي وَلِتُسْنَى عَلَىٰ عَيْنِي. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that to Musa alayhi salam, "I showered my love upon you." That he tells Musa alayhi salam that, listen, he's basically giving him a lot of confidence. Like, you're not in this alone. We've showered our love upon you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, "I gave you love, like I helped you out. You know, I love you dearly. I will not just put you in a situation where you would just kind of be stuck." And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Walitusna ala aini." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him that so that you can be raised underneath my watchful eye, so that you can grow up underneath my watchful eye, so that I can be there for you and help you out. Like, you weren't just raised by a bunch of hooligans and nobody was looking at you, you know, rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was there for you. And then, well, they're saying it's kind of staticky, so I don't really know.
That's right. Yeah, we'll change up a little bit of this. Yeah, let us know when it stops being static. But go ahead, stop.
So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "If tamshi uhtuka fatakulu hal adullukum ala min yakfulu." Then your sister was there and she asked them, like, "Should I point you to somebody to help you out?" And we talked about all this. "Fadaja'naka ila ummika kay taqarra aynuha," and we returned you back to your mom so that we can cool her eyes. "Wala tahzan," and that she wouldn't be sad. "Waqatalta nafsan fanajaynaka min al-ghammi wa fatannaka futuna." And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then tells Musa alayhi salam, "And you killed a person by accident. But what did we do? We saved you from that. We saved you from that situation." وَفَتَنَّاكَ فُتُونَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recognizes and telling Musa alayhi salam that we recognize that we have tested you many times. That yes, you have been tested in your life. No, your life has not been easy by any means. فَلَبِثْتَ سِنَّ فِي أَمَدْنَا ثُمَّتَ قَدْرٍ يَا مُوسَى. And then he says, "And you remained in Median for many years, for some time." ثُمَّ جِدَّ عَلَىٰ قَدْرٍ. And you came here at this precise moment, O Musa. وَاسْتَنَعْتُكَ لِنَفْسِي. And I chose you specifically for myself. I crafted you specifically for myself. And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling Musa alayhi salam here is that this is by no means a coincidence. This is by no means a coincidence that what's happening now, your situation, you being here right now, is not a coincidence by any means. That rather, this is exactly where you're meant to be. This is exactly where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted you to be. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues on and he details, you know, him telling Musa alayhi salam, he says, "Idhab anta wa akhuka bi ayati wa la taniya fi dhikri." He tells Musa alayhi salam, "You know what? You and your brother, you guys should go with my signs. Take my signs there and make sure you remember me." That's the first thing. You're scared, I know. You think this is very difficult, I know. Take my signs to Fir'aun and make sure that your task is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's so beautiful because they have this huge task of bringing their religion, bringing the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to this people, especially to the Pharaoh, who's like the most wretched. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him what? "Make sure you do not forget my remembrance." And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Idhaba ila Fir'aun innahu tagha." That go, both of you guys, go to Fir'aun, but know that he's exceeded all boundaries. Know that he is someone who transgressed. Know that he is someone who crosses people's boundaries. But even though he crosses people's boundaries, فَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا. Make sure that you both talk to him in a way that is layin, that is lenient, that is soft. You know, do not go there. And think about it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has he has literally talked about all the horrible things Fir'aun has done up until this moment, and now Allah SWT is kicking Musa and Harun alayhimussalam out the door. And what does Allah SWT tell them to do? He doesn't say, go break down Firaun's door. He says, go and speak to him layyinan, softly. Go and speak to him with lenience. لَأَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ أَوْ يَخْشَى. That perhaps he would remember or take heed of the signs. أَوْ يَخْشَى. Or he will show some respect or be in awe of Allah SWT. And then Allah SWT says, for them to go to him. And this is where we are in Surah Al-Qasas, where they ended up coming to Fir'aun and they start talking to Fir'aun. Qala rabbana in itqala. They say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first that we're scared. Innana nakhafa, that we're scared. Nakhafu an yafuta alayna, that he's gonna harm us, that he's gonna try to fight us, that he's gonna be mean to us. Okay, oh yet, or that he's gonna try to exceed our own boundaries. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, La takhafa, don't be scared. Innani ma'akuma asma'u wa ara, that I am with both of you all and I see and I hear everything. I hear and I see everything. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling them, you're not going in blind, you're not going in alone. And then they go to Fir'aun and they say to him, Fatiyahu, they go to him and they say to him, Inna rasula rabbik, that we are messengers from your Lord. You think you're God, but we're messengers from your Lord. فَأَرْسِلْ مَعَنَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ, so send with us the children, Bani Israel, the tribe of Bani Israel. وَلَا تُعَذِّبُهُمْ, and don't try to torture them before you send them to us, because they know how Firaun thinks. قَدَ جِئْنَاكَ بِآيَةٍ مِنْ رَبِّكَ, we came to you with signs from our Lord. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَى مَنِ اتَّبَعَ الْهُدَى, and whoever follows the right path, and that person will have peace upon them. And this is where we are now in Surah Al-Qasas in verse number 36.
And so in verse number 36, it's really interesting because Ustada Fatima kind of gave us a really, really good precursor to the conversation that Musa actually had with Allah. It's almost like, you know, we were talking about, it's almost like a prep, like a pre-game conversation that he had with God that was extremely difficult and intimidating because he didn't really want to do the task that he was told to do, right? He had to go up to Fir'aun and tell him that he was doing things that were wrong. And one of the things that a lot of people forget when we're talking about this is he grew up in the house of Fir'aun, right? That's actually one of the most daunting things, is that that Prophet Musa alayhi salam grew up in this man's house. If this person was a random human being that he had never really met before, he just kind of heard of him, he heard stories about how bad he was and how cruel he was to his people, it may have been a little bit of a difference in situation. But imagine a man that literally helped raise you, right? You grew up in his home. Now it makes the situation a little bit more interesting. Right. And so in Ayah 36, it shows here, Ustaz Fatima did a great job of kind of leading us to the conversation between Musa and Pharaoh. And in verse 36, he says, Allah says, فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ مُوسَى. So he went to the Pharaoh, okay? بِآيَاتِنَا. He went to them with our signs. What's our signs? It's, you know, he went to them with proof. And, you know, I don't know if any of you remember, but we talked about this before, is that the miracles that Prophet Musa performed was that, you know, Allah said, hey, what's in your right hand, O Musa? And Musa said, well, it's my staff. He goes, throw it down. And as soon as he threw it down, it became like as though it was like a live slithering snake. And he said, yeah, Musa, put your hand underneath your arm and raise your arm out and you'll see it glistening white. And so he goes, bi-ayatina, bayinatin, go up to Fir'aun with our clear evidences. Bayinatin means like it's very clear. There is no sort of, you know, question that you are a prophet of God or not, or, you know, there's nothing like that. Just go up to him with confidence. You talk to me, this should be confidence enough for you. Then you now go up to Fir'aun, someone you are worried about, someone who you're sort of scared of, but you have me to back you up now, you know? And that's one of the biggest things about this confrontation with Prophet Musa and Fir'aun, is that one of the things that we have very big anxiety about is our preparation, right? One of the things that we always worry about is, man, am I prepared enough for this?
Right.
Did I study enough for that test? Did I prep this conversation before I go up to my mom and talk to her about it? Like, am I ready for this? One of the key takeaways from this ayah for me personally is, if you prep, you're good. you know, you got to leave the rest to Allah. As long as you took care of your preparation and you took care of your getting ready for the situation, then be confident in it. Allah says, فَلَمَّ جَاءَهُمْ مُوسَى بِآيَاتِنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ, that you have my clear proofs. You don't got to worry about this. You practice this already. And it says here, قَالُوا مَا هَذَا إِلَّا سِحْرٌ مُفْتَرًا, right? That when he addressed Fir'aun, he actually says, مَا هَذَا إِلَّا سِحْرٌ مُفْتَرًا, meaning that he said, this is not except a clear evidence of magic. He goes, you're a magician. And it's something that no prophets had, you know, every prophet had gone through this before, right? Prophet Muhammad was called a magician. You know, Prophet Ibrahim, to a certain extent, was called a soothsayer magician. These different prophets were called these names. And this is the thing that was confronted with him as Prophet Musa went up to him, about this, the miracle, the divine revelation that he received. So, Shala Fatima, talking about Ayah 36, what are some of your takeaways of when he approached Pharaoh and he said, well, this is what Allah told me, and Pharaoh says,
I think it's crazy because Fir'aun was that Musa alayhi salam was already terrified. You know, he was terrified before he got there, and now he's there, and Fir'aun is like, you're just a magician, you know? So it's kind of like, I'm already scared to talk to you, and now you're denying me in front of all of these people. But Musa alayhi salam came with something very strong, and that's he came with the backing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the thing is too that you, like you said, there's a bunch of prophets that came before, and they were all accused of the same exact thing.
Subhanallah, it's really incredible how you just said that Pharaoh was already scared, like he knew it. You know, like truth sometimes cannot be hidden, right? Mm-hmm. When you see it in front of you, and this is very apparent, right? And so in verse 37, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and he's talking from Musa, وَقَالَ مُوسَى رَبِّي أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ جَاءَ. So he says, my Lord is more knowing than you and me. Mm-hmm. Okay, so he doesn't respond with, no, trust me, like I'm right and you're wrong and you should be scared. He goes, قَالَ مُوسَى رَبِّي أَعْلَمُ بِمَا جَاءَ بِالْهُدَى. That Allah knows more than you and me, and he knows who's right and who's wrong. He goes, I don't got to continue to argue. I did what I was told to do, and Allah will help me out here. And this is the beautiful thing that Prophet Musa told Prophet Fir'aun, and this bleeds confidence.
And imagine, beginning, Musa alayhi salam was like, I can't speak, send my brother. And now you have him like dripping in this amount of confidence.
Allah. And literally he goes, you know, Allah is more knowing than you and me, which bases his ultimate objective is always back to Allah. You know, sometimes when we kind of go through a confrontation with somebody or we talk to somebody, you know, we think that, you know, oh, like at the end of the day, if you're going to kind of contradict me, now there's like a sense of personal animosity between us, right? Like sometimes we just argue for the sake of arguing. And even though we know we're wrong, and that happens, I don't know, Fatima, I know you for sure have siblings. I have siblings. We both have parents and family, alhamdulillah. And sometimes when you get into these arguments with your family, sometimes you know you're wrong.
Yep.
But because of that kind of idea of nafsi nafsi, right? Like, you can't back down at this point. You got to continue on. It kind of eggs us to continue to argue for some reason that satiates our own human ego rather than our actual objective. Right, and so Prophet Musa here, he goes, Allah is more knowing than you and me. I don't gotta satiate, you know, whatever request that you're trying to kind of get out of me. Allah told me to do what I gotta do, and this is my objective as a prophet. This is my goal as a prophet, right? And then we go to verse 38. Now this is really interesting here. Here in verse 38, Surah Fatima, we get this scenario where now Fir'aun is so in denial and he's so scared that he tells his personal workers, one of them is by the name of Aman, right? And he tells them, he says, I want you to ignite for me a fire, okay? So it says here, لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرِ, that a fire, ignite for me a fire. There's no God. He says, I have not known you to have a God other than me. That's the first thing he says. So he's completely delusional. He goes, I'm the one who is worshipped in this land. I've never heard of a God other than me. And now he tells him to go, Ya Haman ala Tin, go construct a fire upon clay and make a tower for me. And I saw Fatima, why on earth is he asking his people to make a fire and make clay? What's he trying to do here?
So here, he wants to build the tallest building. You know, he wants to make it seem like he's God. He wants to be high. You know, so Fir'aun's goal is to make it seem like he's God. You know, and he wants to show Musa alayhi salam that he's God. But really, you can build the highest of buildings that you want, but you will never be higher than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which is so interesting that, you know, he says, because beginning of Surah Taha, that where it talks about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, in the beginning of Surah Taha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing consolation to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam some type of confidence. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he says about himself, he says, Ma anzalna alayka al-Qur'ana litashqa, we didn't send the Quran down upon you to cause you stress, to make you depressed, to break you. Illa tadhkiratan liman yakhsha, rather it's a reminder for those who hold Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in awe. Tanzeelan min man khalaqa al-arda, it is sent down from the one who created the heavens, the earth, was samawat al-ula, and the high heavens. You know, like a pre-refutation to Fir'aun, who thinks that he can build the highest building and be at the top of this high building to be above Musa alayhi salam, to show Musa alayhi salam that he's God, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is letting them know that you can build buildings as high as you want, but know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala khalaqa al-arda wa samawati al-ula, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala built the earth, and he made the earth, he created the earth, wa samawati al-ula, in the highest of heavens, the highest of skies. And so I thought that was really interesting to see things come back in full circle in a completely different surah.
And it's really interesting here that, you know, there's a tafsir done by this scholar. His name was Mufti Shafi Osmani. He wrote this tafsir called Ma'arif al-Quran. It's a very, very good, you know, kind of comprehensive tafsir of multiple tafsir put together. And he says here that, you know, it says here he reaches the Ya Hamanu ala Tini faj'alli sarhan la'alli attali'u ila ilahi Musa. So he goes, he tells his right-hand man, Haman, he goes, build me a tower out of clay so I may climb on top of it and I may look at the God of Musa. He goes, I want to see him. And, you know, the scholars of tafsir say something really interesting. They go, you know when your homeboy, like, says something really, really crazy and you know they're crazy, but you still got to go with it because he's your homeboy? That is how the court of Musa was acting at this point. Like, what kind of a human being is like, okay, you know what, like, go up to the tallest tower so you can see a God? Like, all of us are sitting here, we're like, that makes literally no sense. And even the people of the Pharaoh knew that made no sense. Absolutely. And this is how delusional Pharaoh was, is that he was so in denial of Allah that he said, he allowed his own ego to say something as crazy as, build me a tower so I can climb it. And then on top of that, I'm going to get to, and I'm going to look at Ilahi Musa. But I'm going to look at the God of Musa. And then he says, "Wa inni la'adunnuhu minal kathibin." And he goes, and indeed, I think he's lying. He's for sure one of those who's lying. And bro, you know, like when you look, you know, like one of our teachers says something really beautiful. He goes, you know, when you think other people are crazy, sometimes you need to go look in the mirror and you'll see what crazy really is.
Yep, you're actually the crazy one.
Like, you're actually the crazy one because you're calling everybody else crazy. But when you look at yourself in the mirror, you're like, oh man. And you see yourself on top of a tower looking at the sky trying to talk to something up. And like, and you see yourself who really is crazy. You're totally, yep. You're fine. But alhamdulillah, are you okay?
Yeah, the lamp just fell. Let's just not.
Oh man, it's happened. Like, it's like Allah knows that we're talking about this.
Yeah, I was like, what the? This is not
impromptu, y'all. All of you are watching. This is not planned at all. So the Fatima's lamp did not fall in plan. It just happened randomly.
Gonna act like nothing happened.
I let nothing happen. Just continue on. And so now, alhamdulillah, in the final ayah that we're gonna cover today with everybody, it says here that fastakbara, okay, and he was the one who was arrogant. Mm-hmm. He was the one, he was the one who was arrogant. That Pharaoh himself thought that Musa was a liar. He tried to convince himself that Musa is delusional, that he's a magician, that he's this, he's that. Allah says, wastakbara. Okay, that you are the one that's actually arrogant. And him and his soldiers, him and his soldiers, are in the land without right. Subhanallah, without right, it says. And this is kind of like, I don't know, Ustada Fatima, if you have any sort of kind of thoughts about this. When Allah says, you know, no, you're the one that's actually arrogant. Like, how do you translate that out for people so like people kind of have like a reflective kind of takeaway from it?
What's interesting here is that first is wastakbara actually is like a verb, and in it is embedded the huwa, right? So in the embedded in it is actually Fir'aun. But then Allah then repeats wastakbara huwa wajunuduhu, that both him and his army are so arrogant, and they're even behaving arrogantly. Fil ardi bighayril haqq. How are you so arrogant about something that's not even yours? You know, how do you have pride over something that doesn't even belong to you? How can you claim a power over something that you don't have power over? That rather they're oppressive. You know, they're walking through the earth as tyrants, and they're treating people in a way as if they own people when they don't have any right to these people, nor do they have any right to the land. And they thought that they weren't going to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be held accountable. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends this particular portion by saying that, you know, we know that the biggest form of disbelief is arrogance. That a lot of what stops people from believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from dedicating and devoting themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is their arrogance. And here you have Fir'aun and his entire army being so arrogant. And not only are they doing that, they're being, you know, oppressive to the people in the land through their arrogance, and claiming rights to a land that they have no right over. And it reminds us a lot about the climate that we live in today. You know, right now we're talking about social injustices and people being treated in ways that they're not, that they should not be treated, and that they're being separated into factions and sets and groups of people based off of, you know, what you can say like skin color, and treated in ways that are not, they should not be treated, all because people believe that they own a land that was built on the backs of the same people that you're trying to like push out. You know, the same people that you're treating badly. And so we see this type of oppressive nature that keeps repeating itself in history, where people are walking through this land and treating the earth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created as if they're the ones who spent their hard-earned energy making it.
SubhanAllah. That's really, that's really thought-provoking that Allah has not given you the right to do, like, it's a privilege in and of itself that you are able to have an authoritative position over some people, and you abuse that privilege by completely taking advantage of the people that you're in charge of, and that's one of the most oppressive things that can happen to somebody. And so the Fatima kind of mentioned at the end of verse 39, it says here وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا يُرْجَعُونَ, that, you know, in the last ayah, like, their biggest deception or their biggest denial was that they didn't think that they would go back to Allah. You know, everything that they were doing, they were thinking that, like, you know what, we're going to do what we got to do now, and then we'll deal with whatever later, right? It's almost like that same kind of, it's almost like that same mentality as, you know, the brothers of Prophet Yusuf when they said, وَتَكُونُ مِن بَعْدِهِ قَوْمًا صَالِحِينَ, that, like, oh, after we get rid of Prophet Yusuf, like, then we'll become good people. It's, like, kind of in denial of the fact of time, that, like, time will catch up to you, right? Yep. How do you know that you're going to live for another 30 years? How do you know that you're going to live for another 40 years? And I think what Ustada Fatima mentioned with the people who are so oppressive right now, whether it comes to like the racial injustice that's going on, whether it's social injustice, whether it's, you know, economical injustice, whatever it is, that a lot of people that take advantage of other people are truly in denial of the lack of reality of time.
Yep.
Like, eventually, man, what goes around comes around. And that is the reality of the world.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most just, and He will take into account every single person.
SubhanAllah. And so, inshallah, we'll stop there with our coverage of these 3 to 4 ayat. And Ustada Fatima, one last thing I want to kind of ask, and maybe you can end off with this, inshallah, is, so this scene provides a really interesting kind of scenario where Prophet Musa basically confronts a fear of his. What would you say, if it was one tip for people who have a lot of anxiety and a lot of fear in addressing situations in their lives, what would you say one tip would be in order to overcome that fear and kind of have the sense of courage? What would you advise everybody? What do you think?
I think it's important to recognize that fear is not a weakness, that it's a very natural feeling that one has. And once you're able to acknowledge your fear, you're able to overcome it. And overcoming it doesn't mean that you're no longer scared. It means that you push through. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Musa alayhi salam that he's with him. He says, "Innani ma'akuma asma'u wa ara," that I am with both of you all. I hear and I see every single thing. And you're recognizing that you're not going into any situation blindly. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place a burden on you greater than you can bear. Yes, it's hard because burdens are heavy. They're heavy. By no means is a burden light. They are heavy. You do feel like you're weak in the knees. You do feel like you're going to give up. You feel like this is too hard. I can't handle it, but recognizing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there with you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take you through. But you have to realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there, and you have to actually really reach out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your own sake. That even Musa alayhi salam makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reaches out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell him? He says that we've granted you your request, but وَلَقَدَ مَنَنَّا عَلَيْكَ مَرَّةً أُخْرَى, that but we've been taking care of you for a very long time. This is the first time you're recognizing that you're in a difficult situation, but you've been in many difficult situations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَفَتَنَّاكَ فُتُونَا, we've tested you many times before, and we've saw you through that test. That Musa alayhi salam was tested from the moment he was born, you know? And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has saw him through his test, and he's letting him know that, yes, you're scared right now, but don't let your fear be debilitating and stopping you from your journey, stopping you from what you have to accomplish. There are so many things that we have to accomplish in life. There are so many things that we can accomplish in life. And if we are to let our fear stop us from that accomplishments, we're just going to live with regret. Shoulda, coulda, woulda would kill you. You know, and so being able to recognize that this is a scary situation, the unknown is definitely scary, but knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help me through and I can get through it, it's going to be hard. Like, is no one saying life is easy. It's going to be difficult, but I know that I'm not going to go through this alone. I know that God has my back. I know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help me through. That will help you to be able to walk through your fears. You may not ever overcome them, or you may. But it will help you to walk through your fears.
SubhanAllah. I actually have nothing else to add because that was actually a perfect, mashallah, kind of ending reflection to our session today. Jazakallah khairan, everybody, for joining in, whether you're on Facebook or Instagram. I know it was a little bit kind of like, you know, staticky a little today, but this is my and Ustada Fatima's first time going live on two separate devices and platforms. So inshallah, for sure, next week we're gonna kind of tackle any of like the setbacks that we had auditorially. I don't even know that's a word, but inshallah we'll fix that. But alhamdulillah, I really benefited a lot from like today's session, just kind of talking through the few of the verses that we covered today. And at the end of the day, one of the most special things that at the end of the day, the reason why these reflections will be so cool all the time, because these are actually the word of Allah.
Yeah,
like no human being can think of this stuff, you know, and this is why no matter what happens, the reflections from these ayats will always be beautiful, because these are not human verses. These are not human sayings. It's all from the divine speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakallahu khairan. Thank you guys so much for joining in. And that's the last program for tonight here at Roots. Inshallah, tomorrow, I believe there's a new You Convert program at nighttime on Friday evenings. And so any of you guys who are, you know, a part of that group, a part of that new convert, kind of new to Islam, reverting back to Islam demographic, inshallah, there's something for everybody here, alhamdulillah. But jazakumullah khairan for myself and Ustada Fatima. Thank you guys so much for joining in. And we will see you guys again, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, next week. Jazakumullah khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.